Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It probably won't surprise you to hear that it costs a lot of money to keep someone in jail, $20,000 a year in a state prison and $30,000 a year in a federal prison. But the cost is even higher when a former inmate turns back to a life of crime, which is what happened recently when an ex-convict is alleged to have killed a chef in a Charleston restaurant, a sad situation that our next guest is working hard to alleviate. Amy Bartsch is executive director of Turning Leaf, based in Charleston, South Carolina, and she joins us now by phone. Amy, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
Tell us about Turning Leaf.
The 2011, I started volunteering here in our local jail. Charleston runs the largest detention center in South Carolina, and I began as a volunteer. I didn't at that time have intentions of starting a nonprofit organization. It evolved out of community support from the judiciary and the local business community. In 2014, we got our 501c3 status and actually have paid staff and were running an organization. Turning Leaf is a nonprofit organization that provides reentry and rehabilitation services to men who are getting released from jail and prison. We are targeting those people that are the most likely to return to a life of crime, and we provide intensive and comprehensive services that include cognitive behavioral reentry classes. We place our participants in jobs with local government, primarily the city of Charleston, the city of North Charleston, and Charleston County.
And now you said men. Do you not work with women?
We work with men only. 95% of our state prison population is men, so we're just targeting and working where the need is greatest.
So tell us how the whole process works. What is the first step?
So the first step is that somebody comes to us when they get released and will volunteer to enroll in the program. So we do an assessment of them, and through that process, we not only determine the likelihood of rearrest, but we also can figure out what we need to target in our interventions and working with that person. They attend cognitive behavioral training classes every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. That lasts for about 10 weeks. Then we place them onto a government work crew job and then support them through that position.
What's been the success rate so far?
In the last 16 months, we have graduated about 8 to 10 people from the program, and none of those folks have recidivated. Our recidivism rate right now for anybody who's enrolled in the program is about 20%. Our national statistics tell us that within 3 years, 67% of everyone who's released will be rearrested, and 75% will be rearrested within 5 years.
Where do you get your funding from, Amy?
Our funding right now is from both individual donors, foundations, and local government. We also get smaller foundations, and we've had some pretty good success in having individual community members recognize the value of providing reentry services to keep our neighborhood safe. We have our first fundraising event coming up this year that we're really excited about. It's going to be held at Barca Restaurant, which is on King Street in downtown Charleston, on Wednesday, October 4th at 6:30 p.m. Have students come out, be able to engage the community more in the work that we're doing.
And do you know of other organizations such as yours across our state? And at the same time, do you have any goals of expanding across the state?
Our program is fairly unique in that we pay the men in our cognitive behavioral classes a financial stipend or an incentive. The men can earn between $120 and $150 a week to sit in classes. And that is pretty unique for this field. What the evidence says is that for people to maintain a non-criminal lifestyle, many of them need to change attitudes and values that have supported criminality in the past. And so we pay our guys to participate in classes that we know is going to be the linchpin to their success. What the research says is that our guys need anywhere between 100 to 200 plus hours of cognitive behavioral therapy. And one of the ways that we try to engage our guys is by providing that financial stipend. Other organizations do job referrals, but most of them don't have a really coordinated job placement program with local government.
And so do you see Turning Leaf expanding out of Charleston?
One of the things that we're working towards right now is being able to serve more men so that we can grow our data set and have an independent evaluation. We're really interested in making sure that we know what we do here works before we consider expansion. And the other goal that we have is to become a sort of a center of excellence or a center for best practices for other organizations and districts and cities around the state and also around the country that are working towards recidivism and might be able to use some of the things that are working here for us in Charleston.
Amy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike. I really enjoyed being here with you.
Amy Bartsch is the executive director of Turning Leaf, based in Charleston. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.